Let us pray. Heavenly and gracious Father, we are gathered before you today on a celebration day, on a day when we praise your name for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and this faith cannot be contained any longer. Lord, on this day, we have faith in a risen Lord, and this brings us new life, new hope. It brings us the promise of the kingdom to come. And so, Lord, we're going to dive into Scripture, and we want you to open our hearts to the word that you have for us in our homes, wherever we are gathered right now, that that word may come with the Holy Spirit. It may come with the promise. It may come with a path forward. It may come knowing that our lives are meant to serve you. And today we have new life. Today we see a risen Lord. So, Lord, be with us as we gather in your holy and precious name. And we pray these things in your holy and precious name. And all God's people said, amen. Well, I'm so excited that you're here with us on Easter. And I love Easter. It is it has to be my favorite day in the life of the church because I'm a pastor. But I do love Easter. But, oh, man, the music's incredible here. And I love the kids' message. And I love everything that's going on. And as I'm thinking about this day in the midst of the disciples, in the midst of really the resurrection. So we're going to be hearing about this tomb scenario where Jesus comes out of the tomb, is resurrected, and the angels are there. It started with me with a question of, where are you now? Because we're hearing about a specific point in time in the text of when Mary's gathered at the tomb and the angels are there, and we know where she's at, but where are you now? And we're going to be asking that question throughout the text, and I just wanted to see what's changed in your life. What have you done that's completely different because you're at home? What have you done because you're social distancing? What has changed in your life? And I want you to think about that for a second, because I know things have changed. I know things have changed in every life and in every family and in households and in relationships. Things are different now. And today we're seeing a change in our faith and we're seeing a new life. And I just wanted to take a second to acknowledge that it's okay that things change. And while things are changing around us, there can be good change too. And today is one of those days of good news, of good change, of a resurrected Lord. And I was thinking about the things that have changed in our life, and I was thinking more about the things that I would do now that I wouldn't do normally if we were just in our regular routine. And one of them occurred with my son the other day when he came to me and said, "Dad, I need a haircut." And I said, "Awesome, I'm in." And he goes, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll cut your hair." I would never do that normally, nor would I be allowed to do that normally. I said, "Dude, I am so ready to cut your hair." And he has got like long hair. And I'm like, the possibilities in my head are endless. And here's the deal. I don't mind if I mess up. I didn't tell him that, but I don't mind because no one's going to see it. So I'm okay with it. And I said, "Okay, Landon, how do you want your hair cut?" And he goes, "Dad, you know what I really want?" I said, "What do you want?" He goes, "Man, I want a man bun." And I was like, "Oh, I could shave all the sides of your head and give you a man bun." And I was like, "Yes." And now, mind you, this was before we got approval from mom. But right now, we're in line to cut his hair for a man bun. Again, something right now that I would not do normally. I also went mountain biking for the first time in like 2 years, and I thought that was a great idea. And I was going on a trail, and I didn't research the mountain bike trails. I just thought I would ride a trail. And so I took a right, and I turned onto a trail that said loop. So I knew at some point it came back to itself. Really healthy to know what you're getting on before that happens. Because as I rode on the trail, it was a great trail to start. And then at one moment it said, "Do you want to take the family trail or do you want to continue on the loop?" And I was like, "I don't need the family trail. This is new life, new Joe 2.0. This is the resurrection day. This is Easter season. It's going to be great." So I took the continued loop trail. And literally about 5 minutes into that trail, it got so technical and so steep and on the side of a cliff that I had to get off my bike for half of a mile, put it on my shoulder, and hike through a forest. Again, things I wouldn't do normally if we weren't in routine. And I think we're going to see that in the text today. I think we're going to see things that happen outside of routine. We're going to see people not in the places that they normally are and what the resurrection means for that. So we're going to jump into our scripture right now. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 28. That is the Gospel of Matthew. So we have the Gospels being Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they tell the story of Jesus Christ from birth in some Gospels all the way to resurrection and ascension in other Gospels. And so we're going to be at the end of Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. And so if you got your Bibles, we love Bibles in the church, especially on Easter. Go grab your Bible. If you got it in the back room, if you got it on your bedside table, if it's in the garage, go get it. Wherever it's at, take a moment. Go grab your Bible because we want you to have this book in your hands because it will change your life. If you don't have the Bible, that's okay. because we have an event on the Bible app, and it is under the Neighborhood Church, and you can follow along with scripture. You can follow along with message notes. There's a devotional in there. You can share an image of inspiration today out that says, He is risen. There are some great things you can check in there, and we will post a link in that also in the Facebook comments if you're not here locally, so you can find that also. There's also one other thing we do with scripture. We always shout, right? Everyone bring a Bible. And it's something we do every single Sunday, and we're not going to stop. Even though we're online, we're going to shout that everyone brings a Bible because we want you to have this in your hand. So on the count of three, I want you to shout, everyone bring a Bible. One, two, three. Everyone bring a Bible. Okay, I hope you did that. Otherwise, it was me yelling in the church by myself. So I really hope that you did that at home, but we're going to jump into scripture right now. So open up to Matthew chapter 28. I'm reading verses 1 through 10. And I want you thinking about that question. Where are they now? That's the question I want in your heart. Where are they? So here it is, verse 1. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Here ends the gospel reading. Where are they? That's my question on this Easter text. See, you have these people who are gathered at the tomb, and it's the angels who are there who are rolling back the stone, and then he sat on it, which we're going to get to in a second. And then you have Mary and the other Mary that are there at the tomb, and then you have the guards. That's who's there. And I'm thinking about where are they? And specifically right now, I'm thinking about the disciples. Where are the disciples? Where are they? What's changed in their routine now where they're not at the tomb? And yet Mary and the other Mary are there and the guards are still there. And as I'm thinking about this, I realize that there's so much change happening that even the disciples changed in this moment. Even the disciples' lives have gone somewhere different in this moment. And as I was thinking through all this, I realized our lives have changed. And even though lives are changing, there's still that, I want to give it my full, I want to give it my all, just the circumstances are changing. And I see that in the text today, and I see it in our homes. And I realize that the things we can do, we can still give everything that we are to. We can give that to Jesus in our faith, and we can give into all the tasks that we have. And I saw that happen in our house too. And maybe it's happened in some of your homes, that I've given my all to maybe binging some TV shows and binge watching those. And I don't know if that's healthy, but at least I'm giving it 110%. If I'm going to get into a series, I'm going to finish it. And I'm going to go straight through. And so I'm giving my all there. And we've kind of fallen in love with these shows that are singing shows. I don't know if you like the singing shows that are on television right now. What do you got? You got American Idol. You got The Voice. You got The Masked Singer. Up for debate on that one. But you got The Masked Singer. And all these shows we watch and we're seeing what's going on. You got Songland out there. And we're watching all these shows and we love that in our household. And then we turned on a new show. And it was Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. And in this show, Zoe hears people's emotions through song. So when they're feeling something, instead of saying it, they sing it. And she's the only one who can hear it. And so you got to imagine I'm watching the show a lot and I'm reading the Easter text and I'm watching the show a lot and I'm reading the Easter text. And I'm like, oh, and then all of a sudden they started to do this because I have way too much time on my hands, way too much time. And as a pastor, I'm like, oh, what if the angel could sing the angel's emotions? What if Mary and the other Mary could sing their emotions, what would it be like? And I went back and I read the start of the text, and I'm like, this is interesting. And I read it again, and it says, okay, there was the first day of the week, it was dawning, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb, and suddenly there was an earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Sat on the stone, and it appeared like lightning, and the clothing was white as snow. And then he looked to Mary, and the guard shook with fear. And I was taking this, I'm like, what was the angel thinking? Like, what emotions were in the angel rolling back the stone? Earthquakes are happening all around, and he's rolling the stone that was immovable, and he gets done, and he sits on it. He sits on it, and he just looks down at Mary. And you got to imagine the stone covered the tomb, so he has to be looking down at Mary and the other Mary, and the guards are shaking there. And as he's looking down, I'm thinking, well, what type of emotion would he have sitting on the tomb resurrection day, looking at Mary? And then a song came into my head of what the angel would sing. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Bom, 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 bom. And he sits down and like, can you feel that? Come on, I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. He would be singing feeling good, but not like in the way I sang it, more like Michael Bublé, what he is going to say. And he'd be really good at it, and his clothes are dazzling white. Like, it's a whole day, and he's sitting on there, and he's just looking at Mary, and Mary's going, oh, and the guards are going, oh my gosh, I don't know what's happening. And I thought, okay, what would Mary's song be in response? Like, what would she be singing? Like, the earthquake's happening. You got this angel singing feeling good on the top. Now, mind you, I've gone too far with the text. I'm going to note that right now. I've gone way too far. But what would Mary be singing to the other Mary? And then it came to me, and I realized what it was, and they would start off, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. My heart's trembling when you're around. Oh, and I could see them like doing this duet back and forth, and they're just going. Now, that's not what's happening in the text, but like when you have too much time on your hands and you're at home, you might start to like mold these things together. And that's the interweaving of faith and life is what I think is happening. But guess what? In this text, things are happening. And in our life, things are happening. And today is a new day. Today is new life. And Mary's experiencing that. And I want you to also. I want you to experience new life. And who does the angel talk to? Mary. The angel talks to Mary and says this. Now, I want you to go back into this. It's verse 5. He says, do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus. I know your heart. I know where you're at right now. I know that you need Jesus, and I know you're looking for him. The angel affirms that before Mary says anything. And then he says this, I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. Why would the angel say to Mary and the other Mary, that Jesus has been crucified, that's already taken place? We want to know about the resurrection. We want to know about the risen Lord. Why does he say that he's been crucified to Mary and that he knows that she's looking for him? And here's what I believe. I believe that the angel says this to Mary because what he's saying is, Mary, you're still here. Even though Jesus was crucified, you're still here. Your faith is here. You are here. You're here with Jesus, and I know what you're looking for. And I realized that that angel is saying the same thing to us right now, that you're here, that you're right here, and your faith is still strong. And if you're joining us right now, your faith is still strong, and you're still right here, and the angel of the Lord is with us, and we have a risen Lord, and I know what you're looking for, and I know what you need. And you're still here. Why? Because our faith is strong. It's strong, and today we have the promise of a risen Christ and the kingdom of heaven. And the angel looks to Mary and says, you're still here, even though the Lord was crucified and things changed and routines went out the window and everything you thought on this earth was taken away. It is here and you're here. That's the celebration of Easter. And you know who the angel doesn't talk to? The guards who are trembling in fear. They're trembling over. I mean, they're shaking in fear because you know what they're expecting? They're expecting this angel that's there, they're expecting that angel to maybe cast judgment, or maybe they're guilty, or maybe they see now that everything that happened in the crucifixion was true, that the resurrection was going to happen. And now they're going, oh my gosh, it's all real. What's happening in their life? And yet they're here and the angel is talking to Mary. And what does the angel say? Now that you're here, and I love it because I imagine the angel sitting on this stone talking to Mary. Now that you're here, go. Go and tell the disciples about this. Go and tell the disciples that Jesus is risen. Go now. And here's a very important part about this text. See, there are two things that happen because Mary and the other Mary are told to go, and they're running to something. They're told to run to the disciples with a message of the good news of a risen Lord. And you have the guards over here that are shaking and trembling in fear, and they're running from something. They're running from what they believe to be judgment, what they believe to be maybe guilt, and they're running from that. And yet, the angels tell Mary and the other Mary to run to the disciples. Run with good news. What are you running towards right now? Are you running from something? Or are you running to tell others about the good news? That is a question that you need to answer right now. You need to answer that right here in your faith. Are you running towards God and that message of good news? Are you running with a message to share with others? Because look what happens on the way. When Mary and the other Mary are running, what happens? Jesus meets them. That's not what the angel said. The angel said, go run to the disciples. The angel said, hey, if you start running in faith to tell other people the good news, Jesus will meet you on the way. That wasn't part of it. Jesus met Mary and the other Mary on the way, and they fell at his feet and held onto him and gripped him. What would you do? Jesus is right here. Wouldn't you try to hold him to this earth? Wouldn't you grab him at his feet and say, don't ever leave again? You're resurrected. You're risen. I believe. My faith is strong. Wouldn't you celebrate at the feet of Jesus? That's what Mary and Mary were doing. They were celebrating right here in their faith on this day, on a risen Lord. They were grabbing his feet and saying, stay with me. And what does Jesus say again? Go. Run to the disciples and tell them to meet me in Galilee. What does that mean? The disciples weren't there. It means that in our life, sometimes our faith shifts and moves. And while our faith is there, sometimes we doubt and worship, just like the disciples did. Sometimes it's hard to understand, just like the disciples are right now. And yet, Mary and Mary are going to tell them, meet in Galilee. Do you know why to meet in Galilee? Because Galilee is the place where Jesus began his ministry. It's the place where he called the first disciples. See, in the end of things, when Jesus is resurrected, what is he doing? He's going back to the beginning and saying, this is new life. This is a new beginning of a risen Lord, of a promise made true. And I'm going to take you back to the beginning of my ministry, the beginning of your faith. And he takes Mary there and the disciples there, and he walks with them in ministry, and he says, I want you to begin where we began. And that's where Mary goes. Mary goes to the disciples to tell them the good news of a risen Lord. And so right here, right now in your faith that is still strong, who are you going to with this message? Who are you going to? Because on your way, when you are going to them to share this good news in any way that you can, when you're going, guess where Jesus will meet you? On the way, right where you are at, Jesus will meet you in your faith. and remind you again of the good news of a grace-filled God. The good news that Jesus is risen from the dead. That we no longer have fear of that. That Jesus has conquered that. And now we live in the celebration of a promise. The celebration of a promise that is good news of the kingdom of heaven. So, I end where I began. Where are you right now? What has changed in your life? And is your faith still strong? And does it believe in a risen Lord? He is risen. He is risen indeed. And all God's people said, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly and gracious Father, we come before you, gripping the feet of a risen Lord, knowing that we are sent with the message that is good news today. It is new life. And Lord, we can hear that from the angels looking down saying, I know what you are looking for. And Jesus, you know our heart. We don't even need to speak those words right now. You know that we are looking for you. You know that we are searching. You know that this is our life right now, and yet you still meet us. You meet us and at the same time tell us to go. So Lord, reveal to us who needs to hear your message. Reveal to us who needs the good news and send us. If that is a phone call, if that is a FaceTime, if that is an email, if that is a written letter, Lord, let us send it. And let us send it with the hope that you are still changing lives. That our faith is right here with you in this moment. And our faith today celebrates a risen Lord, a resurrected King, and the promise of life eternal. We love you so much, Lord. And today we sing your praises. We pray these things in your holy and precious and risen name. And all God's people said, amen. Would you mind praying with me the prayer that our Father taught us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen.